Any cleaning process contains elements of energy, including chemical, mechanical, and thermal heat energy, plus the time devoted to the process. This can be expressed as energy equals C plus M plus H multiplied by T, which equals clean parts. Thermal energy is supplied to the cleaning process by operating with a cleaning solution at an elevated temperature. Heat increases the reactivity of the chemical components of the cleaner, improving reaction kinetics. If soils are viscous materials, like forming lubricants or greasy deposits, heat can reduce the viscosity of the soil and ease its removal. Heat speeds up cleaning. The chemical energy is the capacity of the cleaner's chemistry to wet out, break down, and lift the soils from the workpiece, and is available to the cleaning process through the reactivity of the components of the cleaning solution. Highly active components are able to supply energy rapidly to the cleaning process and quickly clean. Less active components supply chemical energy more slowly and so take longer to clean. Chemical energy released in a cleaning process is very much affected by the concentration. In general, higher concentrations act more rapidly than lower concentrations, but it should be strictly controlled in order to optimise the cleaning potential without risk to the substrate or users. The longer the workpiece is being cleaned, the more time it will take for the soils to be removed. A well-designed process will meet the goal of clean parts in an economical way, avoiding excess waste of time, chemistry, heat, or process energy. The mechanical energy comes from the cleaning equipment. This may be the power of the pump forcing fluid through spray nozzles, or the turbulence of flow in an immersion bath. Even the high-frequency vibrations of ultrasonic cleaning are a type of mechanical energy. As a general rule of thumb, spray or intensive flood washing is appropriate for oily soils, ultrasonic cleaning is appropriate for particulate soils, while some processes need both types of cleaning.